good morning. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Who does the kindest things on the show? I like to say who does the goodest, but I've been told that that is not a word. We're still waiting official verification, but how about this? The average American does, they say, 5 good deeds a month. I'm calling BS on that right now.
That seems so low to me. You should do like something kind at least every single day.
I agree you should, Mackenzie, but I'm telling you, so many people are selfish and don't care about other people. I don't believe that the average American does 5 good deeds a month. There must be like one saint doing like 20 good deeds a day to level out for the one I might do a month. This is according to a new poll, because today is Giving Tuesday. It's a big popular day for donating to charities and helping out and doing good stuff. So I wanted to go through just this list in no particular order, and I wanted to see who is the kindest person or the nicest person on the show that does the most good, okay? So I want everybody to partake here and just chime in. I need to hear you, and let me know if you do it or you don't do it in the past month, okay? We're going to see who's the best person. All right. Giving someone directions. It doesn't say they have to be good directions, but have you given someone directions?
Yes.
I think the opposite of this, you should just tell people to Google Map it. So that's doing an unkind deal.
Older
giving
people
someone directions.
Sometimes don't know if they're not you know, from here or from wherever you are. I'm actually all the time on vacation or something or in a place I don't know, and I'm an approachable person, so people are like, "Hey, you look nice," and then they ask me something.
They're like, "Hey, you look really ugly," talking to me like I'm not going up to you.
I have weirdly was asked this at a gas station recently, about 2 weeks ago, which I think is so bizarre because I rarely have ever been asked this because everyone has an iPhone.
It's so funny. Whoever asked to live for directions is still lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Where are we going to go?
Screwed. They asked the wrong person.
Okay, so it sounds like I have not given directions, so it sounds like two out of us. I'll give Mackenzie and Liv a little ding right there. How about this? Has anybody in the past month held a door for a stranger? I have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, I
all
do
the
that
time.
Every day.
Okay, good, good. We're doing good so far right here. Okay. What about this? Have you guys let someone with fewer items cut in line in the store?
Mm. Yeah, my boyfriend just let someone do that last week.
No, that isn't. You can't get points for him doing
We're
that.
We're together. They skipped me.
What?
You think that counts?
Of course that counts, because I had to agree to let them skip me too.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, it sounds like you just got taken advantage of. It didn't sound like you were like, "Here you go." They're like, "I don't care. Get out of my way, dude."
I actually do this a lot because I like it when people do it for me. So like if someone only has like one or two items and I have a full cart of stuff, I'm like, go ahead. You're going to be annoyed waiting for me.
No, I am the police. I am like right there. I'm like, "Oh, you're in 12 items or less. You have 13, ma'am."
Oh, no.
There are 13 items.
I always do it for moms with kids because they just want to get out of there and I just feel their pain.
Oh, hey, it's no way. You can't just slide in there because you got a kid.
Yeah, I mean, if their kids are crying and they're at Target, they're trying to check out. Yes, of course.
I'm not buying that fake baby excuse to cut in
line.
That's
because you don't have kids. I can't wait till your kid has like a blowout in their diaper or a temper tantrum.
I've had a blowout in my pants before. I know what it's like. I don't need a kid for that. Okay, what about this? How good of people are we? And maybe you too. Have you helped somebody cross the street? I think maybe once in my life I've done that. I don't even know if I have. Has anybody helped an old lady across the street or someone?
This is a made up good deed. I've never seen anyone that like needed help crossing the street.
Yeah, what do you actually do?
833-563-2539. Like, I want to celebrate you. If you're listening right now and you have helped anybody, it could be a full-grown adult, a little kid, if you have really helped somebody across the street, because that's impossible.
Like, it's typically elderly people. I mean, nowadays it's weird if you grabbed a little kid and held their hand across the street.
Oh, no
kidding. People would be like, "Hey."
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
And, like, I feel like we just don't live in a big enough city. I mean, maybe in New York City this happens more often, but, like, we don't live in New York City. So it's not like you see hundreds and hundreds of people on the crosswalk every day.
I mean, New York, you're just shuffling around everywhere. I've been in the city many times.
Right,
it's
that's
like
what I'm saying.
Crazy.
But it's like there's more people, so maybe there's a better chance of this happening.
I want to ask,
off the top of the dome.
If you're at the airport, or if you're on a bus, or you're at the little trams or whatever, have you got up for someone else to have your seat?
Yes, you should always do that for like a woman. You should always stand up if you're a guy.
Well, and I just think—
Or an older person.
An older person, or I saw this woman who was pregnant.
Yes.
And the man she was with sat down and she didn't have anywhere to sit. The man she was with took the seat. And so I got up and was like, "You can have my seat."
Hold on, though. Hold on. Are we sure she was pregnant, though?
I mean, I am pretty certain she was pregnant.
That's one of those things that you never ask.
I knew it. No.
I
knew a girl, God love her. She actually has had a kid now. But for like 2 years, I thought she was pregnant. She just had a beer gut.
It just did not seem like she had a beer gut. She was like very, very perfectly round.
I thought Joe was going to say, are we sure she's a woman?
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, hey, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Terrible, terrible news. We might run out of our favorite fast food item. This is just absolutely terrible. And speaking of the airport, what did a woman try to do to get a bigger seat? She wanted a bigger seat.
On the plane?
Yes, it caused the plane to have to turn around and land. We'll tell you about that and everything else that you need to know. Joe's Need to Know News is coming up after Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me.